or online at harveyspoint.com. It's the gift that keeps on giving all year round. A Harvey's Point gift card.
Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, People Before Profit is calling on the government to restore the full €350 pandemic unemployment payment to people who lose their jobs because of the latest restrictions. The MICA redress scheme is dominating the adjourned sitting of Donegal County Council this evening. Storm Barra is heading for Ireland, with Met Aaron saying it will bring damaging gusts. Caravan owners in Northern Ireland have handed in a petition to Stormont to demand changes to the law. And walk-in COVID vaccine booster clinics will be held this week at the Letterkenny Vaccination Centre. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. We'll also have a lot more news as well. But first in news, the Taoiseach says the easing of restrictions after Christmas will likely depend on the Omicron variant. While COVID cases have stabilised and hospitalisations are falling, new measures will come into force tomorrow until the 9th of January. These included the closure of nightclubs and tight limits on hospitality. Micheál Martin says the government want more information on the new COVID strain.
And I think we do have to wait to see the outcome of that work in terms of how infectious is it and what amount of vaccine escape is there, or what degree of protection will the vaccines give us. And we do really have to wait and be patient in terms of getting a full understanding of Omicron, because that will determine to a certain extent the direction of travel.
People Before Profit has called on the government to restore the full €350 pandemic unemployment payment to people who lose their jobs because of the latest restrictions. The PUP has reopened with five levels of payment ranging between €150 and €350, depending on what someone earned before they lost their job. People can apply from tomorrow to get their first payments on the 14th of December. CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins, met the Taoiseach in Taoiseach earlier and says efforts need to be made to avoid job losses.
Well, the main focus should be around people not losing their jobs. And what we have said to the government very clearly here is around trying to protect the staff within businesses and within hospitality. So our main focus is trying to support all hospitality businesses to retain their staff. And those staff that may lose their jobs, well, then obviously they will be supported under the PUP payment.
As expected, the MICA redress scheme is dominating the adjourned sitting of Donegal County Council this evening. Standing orders were suspended after Cathaoirleac councillor Jack Murray took the decision to facilitate a full discussion on MICA. Eamon Tornsey has more.
A number of local representatives have voiced their concern over the sliding scale element of the scheme and have backed calls for it to be removed. Speaking at today's meeting, councillor Martin Farron says people from day one should never have had to travel to Dublin to look for something that they were entitled to. Councillor Farron says people are not going to accept anything less than 100% redress, and that a decision must be made on the sliding scale this week. He says families that they represent don't have the money in their pockets to add to repair costs. Councillor Farron says we're nearly there, but we're not quite there, and that Donegal County Councillors will not be accepting the sliding scale element. Concluding, Councillor Farron says that ultimately the decision is in the hands of the government, and it needs to be done sooner rather than later, so those affected can have a happy Christmas.
Storm Barra is heading for Ireland with a status red wind warning issued for Cork and Kerry. Met Aaron says it will bring damaging gusts in excess of 130 kilometres per hour. It'll run from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 9 p.m. on Tuesday, with disruption to power and travel likely. An orange wind warning will also come into effect for western and eastern counties. Aoife Keighley is a forecaster with Met Aaron. She says people need to be prepared.
Extreme caution is needed, particularly if out and about and in any travelling. And you know, people are advised to keep in touch with their local authorities and follow any advice from there, because it is quite an extreme event.
And news just in, County Clare has been added to that status, red wind warning issued along with Cork and Kerry. Well, Donegal County Council have issued a statement this evening as it relates to the storm. They say that Storm Barra will bring very strong and disruptive winds and heavy rain to Ireland on Tuesday and Wednesday, with the strongest and most impactful winds expected across western areas. A yellow rain warning is also in place nationwide, as the strong winds from Storm Barra are accompanied by heavy rain, which will bring challenging conditions across Donegal during the expected storm period from 6 a.m. tomorrow to late Wednesday night. Orange marine warnings are in place for offshore northwest Ireland, with possible impacts on more exposed coastal areas, including islands. Walk-in COVID vaccine booster clinics will be held this week at the Letterkenny Vaccination Centre for people aged between 60 and 69. The clinics will be held at the recently relocated centre in Letterkenny Business Park, Ballyrain, for those in the age group who have reached an interval of at least 150 days since their second dose vaccine, or an interval of at least 3 months since receiving the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Clinics will run until 7 o'clock this evening for those who have their second dose on or before July 9th, and tomorrow between 8:15 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. for those who received their second dose on or before July 10th. On Saturday, people can receive a booster vaccine at the walk-in clinic from 8:15 until 12:30 if they had their second dose on or before July 14th, and to the later time of 5:30 on Sunday evening for those who had their second dose on or before July 15th. Anyone aged 60 to 69 who's already received a vaccine appointment for the coming days is advised to attend that appointment instead of coming to a walk-in clinic. Anyone who's had COVID-19 since their previous vaccination should wait at least 6 months after the positive test before they get their booster.
A Donegal hotelier, meanwhile, who formerly served as a town councillor in Letterkenny, has questioned why the Donegal Vaccination Centre wasn't moved directly to the former Optum site from the LYIT. Terry McAniff, owner of the Mount Errigal Hotel, says the response to COVID at every level has been reactionary, with no sense that there is a long-term plan. He says one major issue is that the voice of business is not being heard at the top table.
There's no voice at any decision-making process. There's no business voice in NEFIS. There's none in the cabinet. But also, there's no proper consultation. There's no point in consulting the hospitality industry. When the decisions have already been made last Friday, surely it would have been more prudent to have met the trade organisations last week before decisions were being made and asked them for their input at that stage. Are we going to see, yes, more U-turns? I don't know. I'm really just baffled by the whole thing. On the 22nd of October, we were told there was no going back, and we've just seen U-turn after U-turn from the government. I don't think they know where they're going. There's no leadership there. Nearly 2 years now since this virus was first detected. I would ask, what have we learnt in our health service? How many extra ICU beds are there? How many extra hospital beds are there? In the classrooms, the teachers are crying out for filtration systems. Surely this should have been seen coming down the line, not be reactionary. We had a fine vaccination centre in the LYIP in Letterkenny. It was then moved to up beside you there in the mountaintop. Surely, Donal, we should have seen that we needed to get the booster shots out at that stage. We should have had the foresight to have seen that we needed more space that was required up the mountaintop. Now we're moving again. I mean, the whole thing is reactionary.
The Vice President of the Garda Representative Association has raised questions over how Garda in Donegal can attend emergency calls when they don't have basic tools at their disposal. Several applications have been made to Garda HQ in the hope of filling the gap. However, it'll be the new year before the purchasing of new cars will be considered. Vice President of the GRA Brendan O'Connor says it's ironic that Gardaí are getting negative press lately over the 999 calls debacle, yet in many cases they don't have a car to attend the emergencies.
Anyone could have predicted that these vehicles would reach end of life at a certain time frame. No plan was put in place despite having considerable IT systems managing the fleet and monthly input of their mileage readings. So really, it beggars belief that the only time we start looking for replacements is when the car is gone, and we hear all about our commitment to the victims of crime. I am aware of several circumstances in Donegal where Detective Gardaí investigating serious crime don't have access to a vehicle to go out and investigate that crime or do a call back with the victim. So certainly what's happening on the ground seems to be a far cry from what's been talked about. And as I say, the policing authority is up there in Dublin sitting around talking about what if, maybe, what could have possibly happened. The reality on the ground is the guards do not have the tools to do their job, and that's letting down victims and letting down the response capability to 999 calls on a much more serious level than what's actually been addressed.
Now, the Chief Superintendent, Terry McGinn, seems to be doing the best that she can from here in terms of trying to get new cars, and has even asked as an interim measure to maybe hire cars. Is that something that you would be backing? But in reality, I'm sure from your point of view, the Gardaí need full-time cars here in the county.
Well, absolutely. And the Chief Superintendent is as frustrated as our members. I mean, the application's up. They don't seem to have any control over it locally. We're at the behest of management at a higher level, either regionally or centrally, nationally. So reluctantly, of course, we support that call or that business plan, because it's relatively, the expenditure is relatively minor in the scale of the budget available to Gardaí Síochána.
Caravan owners in Northern Ireland have handed in a petition at Stormont to demand changes to the law. They want better protection against price hikes and new rules on the age of caravans allowed to stay on site. Cathy Graham's led the rally today.
You know, there's been so much heartache and people have lost a lot of money, and I just hope that they take action now. This review of the Caravan Act is supposed to happen every 5 years. So it was due to happen this year, and we're now obviously in December.
A Donegal County councillor believes a discussion needs to be had around the possibility of the government carrying out a compulsory purchase of vacant holiday homes. Councillor Micheál Colmhagilla-Aspig believes the taking over of holiday homes could help alleviate the housing crisis. He says questions need to be asked when people are left homeless, yet there are houses around them laying empty.
I know it's not an easy one, because there'll be people listening to this absolutely going buck mad in the thought that we're on radio discussing it, but there'll be another high percentage of people out there that'll be absolutely delighted that we're trying to create and begin some kind of discussion and conversation around what is the issue of the housing crisis. We have a housing crisis right across the whole state, as we know. Today, I got a phone call from a mother who, in a couple of weeks' time, will have nowhere to live, and nor can they find anywhere to live. I was in contact with it since yesterday with another fella who's couch surfing. Last week, 10 days ago, another mother with three children was in contact with me and had nowhere to go. A person, not necessarily my own area, but close to it, has to break into a derelict house to get somewhere to sleep that is dry at night. But yet, all around, they see a lot of empty houses. And I think there needs to be a discussion around, is it morally right that people are homeless, people can't get homes, while other houses are lying empty, maybe for years on end, maybe not that oftenly used, 2-3 times a year, in a community that, like I said, is facing a housing crisis.
Sport with Oisin Kelly just after this break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal manager Declan Bonner has paid tribute to Paddy McGrath. The 32-year-old has retired from inter-county football after 12 years representing the county. During that time, the Ardrock clubman won 5 Ulster titles and an All-Ireland in 2012. Over the last few seasons, since he picked up that bad knee injury against Mayo in 2019, he has struggled with injuries. Declan says Paddy was a brilliant servant to Donegal football.
I mean, Paddy was the consummate professional. Everything he'd done, on the pitch, off the pitch, you know, Paddy would have taken every training session like a championship match, and he left everything on that pitch. Led his life like a professional, trained really, really hard. Unfortunately, over the last couple of years, you know, injuries have held him back, and ultimately he's come to the decision to retire. But, you know, Paddy has a bright, outstanding career. Got his All-Ireland medal back in 2012, numerous Ulster titles, Ulster championship medals, and been a brilliant servant to Donegal football.
And you can watch that interview in full with Declan Bonner. It's available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Declan today was talking to Tom Comack at the launch of the brand new Donegal jersey, which took place in the GA Centre in Convoy.
One of the major changes to the jersey is the fact now that you'll see it embedded in the jersey, the 40 clubs. I think that's important because those are the people, the clubs, the parishes, the communities we represent. So, you know, it's not just a case of handing over to New Jersey. It looks good. Yeah, it looks good, but there's a meaning behind it. That's important for all the players to get that opportunity, and that has to, you know, be privileged in a privileged position to wear that jersey. So, yeah, it's important from that point of view. And any day you cross over that white line representing your county, it's an important day.
Big day for Donegal GA as they launch their new kit, new jersey for the 2022 and 2023 seasons. And there is an online special available now on highlandradio.com. Tom was also speaking to Paul O'Donnell of Podtrack, one of the sponsors, and the Doherty of O'Neill Sportswear, and Gohirlach of Donegal GAA, Mick McGrath. A jersey special available to watch and listen to now online at highlandradio.com. Speaking of our website, Brendan Devaney's podcast will be available there this evening as well. The DL debate will wrap up all the weekend's action alongside Gary McDade. Plus, Brendan will host a referee special tonight as well with Seamus McGonigal and Enda McPhilly. They're the guests on the DL debate, available on our website, and will air it as well just after the 7 o'clock news. Confirmation of the venue for the Donegal Under-21A football final today. A coin toss between Sean McCool's and St Eunan's resulted in the game being played at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. So St Eunan's will have home advantage. The other venue, of course, was McCool Park in Ballybuffet, but it's Letterkenny who will have home advantage at the O'Donnell Park. That game on Sunday will throw in at 2 o'clock, and it will be live here on Highland. Mayo Jewel star Keith Higgins has been named Nicky Rackard Player of the Year. The Ballyhonus man scored 130 as Mayo won the trophy for the second time in their history. Higgins is one of three Mayo men named on the Champion 15 Team of the Year. Christy Ring Player of the Year went to Offaly's Oisin Kelly, while Sean Corrigan of Fermanagh collected the Laurie Maher equivalent. Three players from the Northwest are on that Champion 15 team. Derry Sean Casty is named at cornerback, with his fellow countryman Cormac O'Doherty at midfield, and Tyrone's Damien Casey is included among the half forward winners. To soccer now, and the big story on the local front, Mark Coyle, this year's player of the year at Finn Harps, has left the club and joined Premier Division rivals Shelburne. The North Dublin side, who gained promotion back to the top flight, confirmed the signing of the 24-year-old Donegal man earlier this morning. Mark played 34 times for Harps last season and has followed Sean Boyd in leaving Ballybuffet for Damien Duff's Shells. FAI Cup final goal scorer Chris Forrester is staying with St Patrick's Athletic. The 29-year-old has signed a new long-term deal with the Inchicore side, ending speculation that he could follow Stephen O'Donnell out of the club. Meanwhile, Keith Ward has ended his second spell with Bowes and is now set to join Dundalk. Cross channel, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta returns to Goodison Park tonight with a side looking to move into the Premier League's top five. The Spaniard spent 5 years at Everton before moving to Arsenal to finish his playing career. Everton boss Rafa Benitez is under increasing pressure after a run of 6 defeats and 2 draws. Director of football Marcel Brands has left the club, and fan protests are expected during tonight's game. Arteta's well aware it's not just his former club that are struggling.
This team has become that competitive that the moment that you lose a game or two, the pressure is coming for everybody. It's not different there. Obviously, it's a very special place for me to go back there because I had some amazing years over there. So, looking forward to it.
And Cricket Ireland's tour of the West Indies has been given the go-ahead for next month. They'll play 3 one-day internationals in Kingston, Jamaica's Sibiana Park, starting on January 8th. That will be followed by a one-off T20 international on January 16th. And in rugby, Will Connors will miss Leinster's opening games in this season's Heineken Champions Cup. The flanker suffered a hamstring injury barely a fortnight after returning from an 8-month injury layoff with a knee injury. Johnny Sexton, James Ryan and Jack Conan require further assessment ahead of Saturday's game with Bath. That's your sport this evening, Catherine. We'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you, Oisin. We're turning to news now. The amount of people driving with their fog lights on unnecessarily in Donegal has been described as chaotic. Councillor Nicholas Crossan made the comments at the latest sitting of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee. He told the meeting that to have fog lights on a clear night or when it's not foggy is illegal. Gardaí are to be advised of the issue. Councillor Crossan estimates that there are a lot of culprits in the county, and he's urging offending motorists to have more consideration.
I've been approached by various people and they're making a complaint to me, so I thought that the Joint Policing Committee was a good venue to raise such a point. And I reckon between 30 and 40% of the drivers in Donegal, and indeed throughout Ireland, are now driving with their fog lights on, even on clear night.
And this is obviously very dangerous, or it can be very dangerous for oncoming motorists.
Well, it's extra light. You know, if you're driving at night and it's on narrow roads where maybe it's raining or sleet, it can be very off-putting with an extra glare coming from lights. And certainly if you're driving behind with the red fog lights on, it's very off-putting as well. And I have, not only myself would be complaining about it, but I have asked the guards to notify to drivers to please refrain from doing this.
Yeah, and why, Gard, they are going to do that? I mean, it's up to each individual to have a bit of cop on here as well.
I think, yes, Catherine, I think each person is responsible for their own actions. And as I said, we don't drive down the road with our headlights on. We must have respect for other road users, and I would ask people to refrain from doing this.
Weather now, cold and blustery this evening with scattered showers. The showers will die out early tonight and will become dry for a time with a touch of frost in places, lows of -1 to +3 degrees. Closing headlines now, and the Taoiseach says the easing of restrictions after Christmas will likely depend on the Omicron variant. People Before Profit has called on the government to restore the full €350 pandemic unemployment payment to people who lose their jobs because of the latest restrictions. And as expected, the MICA redress scheme is dominating the adjourned sitting of Donegal County Council this evening. There's more details of that story and all the rest of today's news so far on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with more at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, the 6th of December. The death has occurred of Jimmy Spence, 68, Castlefin Park, Castledurg. Funeral service will take place at his home on Wednesday at 2:30. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Castledurg. The house is private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Anne Stewart, Nee Carolyn, the Rowan, Lifford. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Michael Mickey Rorty, the Wood, Stranelagh, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his late residence for family only. The wake is open to family, close friends and neighbours from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Removal on Wednesday morning to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Jim Gallina, Golf Course Road, Letterkenny. Jim's funeral mass will take place at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Connie Melly Dyer, Rennie, Litchermackle Ward. His remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening with rosary at 8 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Bridget's Church, Litchermackle Ward, for 6:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Jurg Mackin, Lochnakey, Milford. Private cremation will take place in Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of Joe Logue, funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Dominic Gallagher, Mullagurg, Kincashla. His remains are reposing at his home in Mullagurg. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Annagree Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Margaret Giblin, née Doherty, 2 Town Parks, Conybore Road, Lifford. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlagh, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Sightsavers Ireland, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.